Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Game Plan Podcast, a New York Jets audio experience hosted by me, Tyler. And we're back with another episode of the Game Plan Pod. Hopefully, you guys are having a great week thus far as we were recording this on a Wednesday evening, as always. In the midst of some Jets drama, you can't go through a full offseason without any sort of drama. So this time around, it's an Athletic article by Diana Rossini and Zach Rosenblatt. Kind of collabing on the article there, collecting more than 30 Jets sources within the building, and it's pretty damning stuff, right? It touches on Hackett, it touches on Saleh, it touches on, you know, the end, the beginning, everything that goes along with this Jets 2023 roller coaster of a season. Obviously, losing Aaron Rodgers in the first game of the year, in the first four snaps of the year, is going to kind of, you know, bring about a reaction after the season. And, you know, I'm not going to really highlight any of the stuff that's in the article. You guys can go read it on theathletic.com. If you would like, I'm sure you've seen snippets and stuff on Twitter, but it's rough. It's rough stuff, right? And it obviously doesn't make the Jets look good. Woody Johnson, I'm sure, isn't a fan of stuff like this getting out in the Jets today. Apparently it was done weeks ago, but today they announced the, or it was reported that Rex Hogan and the Jets are mutually parting ways. So that brought about some conspiracy theories today and things of that nature. It's just a mess. I mean, a random Wednesday in January does not deserve this much of a news line in New York Jets football, but here we are. I'm taking all of it basically with a grain of salt. I mean, I feel like there's something every single offseason that gets brought up with the Jets, you know, anything in the NFL. Right when there's a quiet point, right between the Super Bowl, right when you think things are going to quiet down, they always speed back up. So the Jets are in the midst of that at the moment. But it is what it is, right? I mean, it's just something to get through the days, the weeks here as the offseason is kicking into gear. With that said, the Senior Bowl practice is kicked off here with Jeff Albrecht coaching the national team this year. A few Jets assistants as well on his staff, so it should be interesting to watch that game and see how good Albrecht can do as the main man, right? I mean, some speculated Albrecht would get a few head coaching looks this past cycle, but as it looks like right now, there's really nobody looking the Jets' way for many of their coaches. I know a few, you know, did go separate ways, and the Jets actually just hired a couple coaches over this past week. Tony Dews from the Titans is their running backs coach, and bringing back Sean Jefferson from the Panthers, who was actually with the Jets in 2019 and 2020. He's back with the Jets, and kind of a familiar face there to coach the receivers. Zach Azani, who is the current wide receivers coach per the team website, unclear of what his role is going to be moving forward, but I know Sean Jefferson, as Josina Anderson reported earlier yesterday, is expected to take on a similar role with the Jets, so we'll see where that leaves Azani. But at this point, you know, a few staff fluctuations in the works here as the Jets look to get ready for the 2024 season. Aaron Rodgers, right, hoping he's healthy to start the year, and you know, things go smoothly after this little piece of drama here today boils over. But yeah, with that said, I mean, the Senior Bowl kicking into gear, it's always good to watch prospects. You know, I think it's actually a really good time to you know, kind of learn the prospect, you know, take him in for a private meeting. I know the Jets have a few on their radar. Talese Fuaga from Oregon State. Apparently, Joe Douglas is enamored by the prospect of drafting Fuaga to play either left tackle or right tackle. I love it. I think Fuaga is a really good player, and he's looked great in the Senior Bowl thus far on days one and two. So hopefully they, you know, they make the right decision there. They need offensive line, right? They need help up front for Aaron Rodgers. So you bring in a guy like Fuaga, that would definitely solidify either left or right side, and then you have another tackle decision to make, either right or left tackle. But as of right now, that's kind of where we're at, looking at the offensive line group in this draft. And yeah, and as we move through the Senior Bowl, there are always names that pop up that you're like, okay, maybe he'll be there in the fifth, sixth, seventh round where we could snag him. There's always, you know, it's always fun to kind of pick your favorite guy or draft gem every single year. So I'm sure I'll point out a few guys throughout this podcast and throughout the Senior Bowl that I'll be keeping an eye on. But as of right now, the Jets are kind of going through the off-season procedure. Baggy day was a couple weeks ago. Now they're kind of just resituating themselves to get ready for free agency, trade season, and things of that nature. So should be an interesting one as always, and it's already kicked off with a bang. So it never fails, right? I mean, the Jets offseason never fails to entertain. That's a good thing about being a Jets fan, I guess. It's pretty entertaining. So we win the offseason every year, right? If there were a grade to give the season, it'd be a D. The offseason, it'd probably be an A+, right? Every year, it doesn't fail. So with that said, the Jets heading into the Senior Bowl week, as I said, practices have already kicked off, things of that nature. You know, hoping we get some more news here coming up in terms of kind of who the Jets are looking at in the draft. I know, obviously, Fuaga got leaked by Rich Zumini, and I'm sure there will be another few other smoke screens coming here soon enough for the Jets to Jets media to share with us, right, and kind of share who the Jets are looking at here early in the process. I did want to bring up, you know, we're looking at the draft and free agency, obviously, for offensive tackle replacements, but you know, tackle Carter Warren, right, who the Jets picked last year in the later rounds. Damian Woody said this on Twitter or X. For my Jets fans, I think Carter Warren is going to be a key guy this offseason. I thought he showed some glimpses out there, and he needs to have a big offseason and be part of the solution for their offensive line. So I very much agree with Woody, right? I think D Wood is kind of spot on there in terms of, you know, does Carter Warren have to come in here and start at left tackle day one and be a, you know, kind of a solidifying force for the next 10 to 15 years? No. Even if he's a backup to start the year, I think you want to see progress from an offensive tackle that you take in any offensive draft, right? In any draft. You want to see him develop into a good player. And I think the Jets are banking on Warren becoming serviceable down the line just in case, you know, forbid whenever they bring a player in here at tackle and he were to get injured, Carter Warren can kind of step right in there at any of their swing spots, right, left and right tackle. That kind of feels like what the Jets are developing him in as, because Joe Douglas does like his versatile, athletic, agile lineman. That's why that's another hint looking at, you know, the draft and free agency, who Joe Douglas is going to go after. It's usually reliable. They don't miss games on any other team, but when they come to the Jets, of course, they miss a year, right? I mean, it's just how this goes. But overall, they don't miss a game. They're reliable. And they're versatile, right? I mean, they played multiple positions on the offensive line before. That doesn't go for a guy like Lakin Tomlinson, but the first point still stands, right? He hasn't missed a game, knock on wood. I believe in like over 100 starts for sure. I don't remember the exact number, but it's crazy, right? I mean, you have a guy, I mean, that's who you try to target, right? You try to target the reliable, you know, available players, right? Because, you know, offensive line, I think you could argue that availability is definitely your best ability in the offensive line, right? Even if you're an average left guard, say, right, and you're available 99 out of 100 times, you're automatically more valuable than, I would say, an above average guard who's only available 25 out of 100 times. I mean, that's kind of just how it goes, right? I mean, you need your offensive lineman to stay relatively, you know, very healthy throughout the season. Look at the Bills, right? I mean, the Bills' offensive line struggled some at the beginning of the year, but I believe they had all five guys throughout the entire season start every game or close to it. So, I mean, that goes miles and miles to forming a very good team. And, I mean, the Bills didn't look too hot early in the season, but they got it together. You know, players on the offensive line stayed healthy, and they made the playoffs, right? I mean, you know, the Jets having so much offensive line trouble throughout the years, it's one of the reasons why they can't break this playoff streak, right? Because they need to have some continuity on their front five. They need to have, you know, stable quarterback play. They need to have a front office who's willing to give this team that, right? And I mean, the Jets are in a spot in 2024 where they should, knock on wood, again, have good quarterback play and hopefully stabilize this offensive line. Mekhi Becton, a guy who's a free agent, doesn't, you know, I don't think he expects, and I don't think the Jets expect that he's going to be back in 2024 and beyond. Lincoln Tomlinson is going to be your team's left guard. Joe Tippmann is definitely going to be at center there. AVT, sounds like Robert Saleh wants to just keep him at one spot, which I definitely agree with, so I'm sticking him at right guard. And then you just have those two tackle spots that you need to get right this offseason. You still have Max Mitchell under contract. Carter Warren, you have under contract. You know, the rest of those tackles are just, you know, up in the air, right? So, I mean, you have to get two new tackles in 2024. do the Jets kind of just want to try to plug and play Warren? I wouldn't. I would see if you can get an upgrade and have Warren play that swing tackle kind of spot. Same with Max Mitchell. I mean, that's really valuable, right? A depth good swing tackle is very valuable in this year's NFL, and I feel like you know, that's why teams don't give up good offensive linemen, right? That's why they try to keep offensive linemen around. And we'll go into a deeper dive of who's available in the coming weeks. It's only January 31st, right? I mean, we have about a month and a half until free agency. So we'll definitely go over it. We will we'll preview a lot of players and go over guys like, you know, guys like Michael Iguanu, who from the Patriots, who's definitely a name that will be brought up a lot, I think, for the Jets and other teams, unless the Patriots look to franchise tag or extend them. But at this time, it doesn't seem like an extension is probable for that player. So I think the Jets may have a shot at them. But, you know, those kind of players that are going to be an upgrade, a major upgrade on the offensive line, will be vital for the Jets to target in the 2024 free agency class. But with that said, I think we're going to go ahead and end the episode here. Just a little drama-driven, free agency-ridden episode for the Jets and the fans here, right? I really appreciate all you guys tuning in, as always. A lot's going on, right, at one time, and kind of just stay away. I try to stay away from it for the most part in terms of the drama and the nonsense. I mean, it feels like every single season, as I said, every single offseason, there's always something. So hopefully we can get it resolved soon and kind of just back to the football aspect of it. But thank you guys again for tuning into the Game Plan Podcast. I will see you guys next week. Make sure you follow my Instagram at New York Jets Game Plan, Twitter at New York Jets Game Plan or X. And make sure to subscribe to the pod, right? Make sure to leave a positive rating if you've enjoyed. And I will see you guys next week for another episode, probably more of a free agency Senior Bowl recap kind of thing. But I will see you guys then.